What is going on, everybody? Happy Saturday. Hope you're having an amazing day. It's a beautiful day out here in Bozeman, Montana today. Just leaving the jam. Man, this morning was awesome. Had a real estate agent over for breakfast, and my wife made some bomb little egg white muffins, basically, with some turkey sausage and some turkey bacon. Like, shout out to her, man. 60 calories for these little awesome little muffins. Like, they're insane. So good, too. But anyway, I digress. And so today we're talking about 7 days a week versus 3 days a week. I just got done with the gym. I was chatting with a kid there who I've become friends with. He's 17 years old, just about to graduate high school, and I think it looks up to me. I think so. Anyway, I don't really know. But anyway, we just got in conversation talking about the difference between working out 7 days a week versus working out 3 days a week, and my argument for 7 days. So before we get into that, though, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, I'm a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness. I'm also a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so, like I said, I was chatting with this kid who I've friended at the gym because he walked up to me and told me I have big arms. Anybody who tells me I have big arms, like, they become an instant friend of mine. But I feel like a mentor to this kid, I guess, in some ways. And so we're chatting there, talking about workout programs. And right now my workouts are really short. I'm like 45 minutes, I'm in and out. And he just made a comment about it. And I basically was like, well, the way I look at it is, what can I do every single day for the next year? And I know I can do it. Rather than what can I just like do for 3 days a week and basically have to put a lot more energy into each of those sessions. And so right now where I'm at in my life is that I'd rather just like be able to show up every single day, not to put a bunch of energy and exertion and effort. And when I say effort, I mean like I don't have to gear up for my workouts. I literally just go in, I bust them out real quick, and knock them out. But I do it every single day, right? And so overall, where he's going to the gym, he's not going on 3 days a week. Well, he's specifically, he's not working on 3 days a week. He's doing more than that. But like most people, they go in there 3 days a week. Maybe they're in there for an hour, hour and a half. They got a gift for the session because they're doing a lot more. They're, this person just ran a red. Just ran a stop sign. No big deal. Good thing I'm paying attention on my phone. Multitasking. Anyway, what most people do is they go to the gym 3 times a week and for hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it may be. But it's like monumental, Herculean effort. And they wonder why every single time that they end up going to the gym, they start to dread it. They start to fear it. They're like, I don't really want to go. Well, it's because every single time you go, you're thinking that you have to put this Herculean effort into it because, well, you're only going 3 times a week. In order to get results, well, of course, you got to put in lots of effort when you go to the gym. And so the psychology of it, honestly, is more taxing than the actual physical aspect of going to the gym 7 days a week or just working out 7 days a week. You don't have to go to the gym. But that's my biggest argument for doing something 7 days a week rather than doing 3 days a week is this Herculean effort and this like this psychology that we have to go all out because we're only doing 3 days a week. Whereas if you thought about it, what can you do on a daily basis? What can you do for the rest of your life? I guarantee you're going to change how you exercise when you're looking at it from that point of view. And ultimately, like if you work out 7 days a week for 45 minutes and we're just using time is actually not a great quantifier, but let's just say that we equate the amount of effort but with time, which is not the case, but let's say we are. Let's say you go to the gym 3 days a week and you're there for an hour and a half. Well, what is that? That's 4.5 hours a week. Where if you go to the gym 7 days a week for 45 minutes, that is 15, that's like 6-ish hours, right? So you're actually doing more work with 7 days a week and you're not having this psychological gearing down, and ultimately it's a lot more fun. And so that's my argument for going 7 days a week versus going 3 days a week. It's something that I can see being more sustainable than putting these big bouts of Herculean effort in 3 days a week. Also, the other side of that too is I hate breaking momentum. And anytime that I start and stop, I just know it's like, it's a lot of effort to get up, get things going, right? Like, you know, like when you go to the gym, you go for a couple days in a row, you start to feel like you have momentum going, and then all of a sudden you stop it. Maybe it's the weekend, maybe it's your Saturday. Maybe you right now, you're like, maybe you had planned to not work out on Saturday. I'm telling you, that's dumb. Go work out, get the momentum going, because the hardest thing you can do is create momentum. The easiest thing you can do is keep momentum going, right? And that means you just doing 50 air squats. That means you just going to the gym for 30 minutes. That means you just doing something, doing push-ups, right? Just keep the momentum going. Then by golly, just do it, right? And you don't have to be 45 minutes. I'm just using an arbitrary number here. But let's say you'd use 50 air squats, maybe do 50 push-ups, maybe do 50 calf raises, maybe do 50 sit-ups, right? Whatever it is, just use something, some sort of metric that is your minimum dose that you do no matter what on a daily basis. And when you do that, let me ask you this. Do you think you'd feel better after doing 50 air squats? Like, would you feel worse by doing that? Let me ask you that. And the amount of time it's going to take you, 5 minutes at most, do you think that amount of time is worth it in order for you to stay in momentum so you don't have to feel like you're constantly going up and down and you keep the momentum rolling? Like, is that worth it? To me, it is. And that's the reason why I do it. That's the reason why I worked out for 816 days in a row, right? It's that same freaking reason. It's because I hate starting and stopping. I hate keeping this momentum going. It's so hard to get the things. It's so hard to get it going, and it's so much easier to just keep rolling. And so, I do my minimum dose every single day because I know how important it is. And that's my message to you: is that if you want to start starting and stop starting, then that's what you do is find your minimum dose. Find that minimum stand that you do every single day, no matter what. And when you're able to do that, man, life is a lot more fun. It's a lot better. And not even just from a physical standpoint, but also from a psychological standpoint, man, life is just so much better. So 7 days a week, first 3 days a week, huge proponent 7 days a week, less intensity, higher frequency, more work, better results, better psychologically, and actually just tunes in better with as human beings, we naturally love consistency, we crave consistency. And when you just know that you're gonna work out every single day, well, guess what? You always find a way to make it happen. You always just feel better. Like, it's your little dose of, it's your little shot of drugs. Like, everyone knows, and you know this by listening to this, working out, you just feel freaking better. Nobody ever worked out and felt worse unless you puked, unless you went to CrossFit, right? Or unless you just overdid it, right? Which is honestly that's your fault. Don't do too much. Like, crazy, insane, hard workouts are dumb. They really are. And I don't mean that to point fingers at people, but if you're going to do crazy hard workouts, then they should be done for a reason. They should be done systematically. They should be done, they should have their place. But ultimately, on a consistent basis, your workout shouldn't take a ton of Herculean effort. It should be something you can just able to do, become habitual and ritual, something you have to gear up for. And so that's the difference between going 7 days a week versus going 3 days a week. So that's what I'm saying for today. Happy Saturday. My name is Logan Mazanaris. Enjoy the rest of your day. Go work out. Don't break the momentum. Keep the momentum going. I'll talk with you later. Bye.